Good morning and welcome on this beautiful Sunday morning, folks. I'm telling you, a little bit nippy out there, but it is going to warm up. It looks like it's going to be a great day. Yesterday was kind of a Debbie Downer day, but today looks so much better. I can't thank you enough for tuning in, taking time out of your day, especially on a Sunday morning to tune in. I just can't thank you enough. So I truly appreciate it. And I would love to pay it back by helping you out with any financial questions that you may have. If you have any questions whatsoever, the phone lines are open. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949. That's 1-800-825-5949. Any questions whatsoever? So just before we were signing off yesterday, we had a question from Joe and Colony with regards to the interest rates and what will happen when the interest rates go up. We actually had a couple good questions on interest rates, and when interest rates go up, what will that do? Well, obviously, it's not going to be good for savers. Savers are going to be, not getting as much. Remember, folks, for the last 15 years or so, interest rates were near zero. So when you look, as we sit here today, when you look at the 10-year U.S. Treasury note, which is probably one of the safest, best places to put money over time, you're getting about 3.7%. And I was saying how just a few months ago it was 4.2%. So here we are at 3.7%. And I think in my mind, and I could be wrong, I'll let you know in 3, 6, 9 months if I was right or wrong on this. But I think when the 10-year Treasury hit 4.2%, couple months ago, that was the high point. And why do I say that? Because back then, the Fed was right in the middle of their aggressive campaign of raising interest rates, and interest rates went up, we know, 10 times since last March. They've kind of nudged them up. They're meeting on June 13th and 14th. We'll see what they do after yesterday or Friday's jobs report, which was pretty robust. I mean, not only did we add a boatload of jobs on to May's payroll, 339,000, but the two previous months, March and April, were revised up 100,000 jobs. That means as they went back and kind of looked at those 2 months and fine-tuned them, another 100,000, almost 100,000 jobs were added. So we got 1.5 million jobs so far year-to-date. That's a lot of jobs that we're adding on. And, you know, the Fed doesn't like to see that. And I hate to keep saying that, but they really don't. If it were up to them, they'd have millions of people laid off in order to prove themselves right that you can't have a recession unless people lose their job. And as far as I'm concerned, we were in a recession the beginning of last year. We had two quarters of negative GDP growth, and that's that the old definition, that's what a recession was. And you know, I said it yesterday, the sooner we admit that we were in a recession, the sooner we can get on with moving forward, whereas now people are afraid of recession. So when that U.S. 10-year Treasury note hit 4.2%, the Fed was right smack in the middle of this aggressive hiking campaign. And I said, you know, listen, there's going to be a day when the Fed will stop, they'll pause with hikes. And then if they push us into a deep recession, before we know it, they'll be lowering interest rates to stimulate the economy. So interest rates really go, it's like driving your car. You give it a little gas and, you know, the car goes faster. So when the Fed lowers interest rates, they're really trying to give it a little gas to stimulate the economy. But when they start tapping their foot on the brake like they've been doing for the last, you know, year, 15 months or so, well, that means they're trying to slow down an economy that's going too fast. So picture driving your car. You just tap on the brake, slow it down. That's what the Fed has been doing. So for the first time in 15 years, people who have money, and I don't care if it's your savings account, money market accounts, I mean, heck, we're getting 4.5%, our clients at Charles Schwab in money market accounts, CDs, bonds, all of a sudden, 15 years of earning next to nothing. Now, all of a sudden, they're earning a few dollars and they're getting paid for that. And that's great news. Now, the other side of the coin, it's hurting consumers and businesses because it costs so much to borrow money. And we have the 30-year mortgage average for the nation is 7.06%, the 15-year mortgage, 6.54%. So it's costing you more money if you want to go out and buy a new home, buy a retirement home, buy a car. Interest rate on credit card debt, it's way up there. So I think that interest rates, and we'll see. You know, the Fed meets on June 13th and 14th, as I said. So you had a robust jobs report a couple days ago on Friday, and you're going to get the May reading of the CPI report. Remember, last June, 9.1%. Now we're at 4.9%. For 10 months, it's been coming down, coming down, coming down. The trend is going in the right direction. We'll see what May brings. If that CPI report is anywhere near 4%, or holy moly, if it's in the high three something, you're going to see this market say the Fed has done their job. They did it well. Inflation is under control. And I think this market is going to rejoice and rally on that. And believe me, it's been pretty good, right? Up till now, when you look at the S&P year to date, 12%, NASDAQ composite, 27%, the QQQ up 33% year to date. Man, oh man, if you weren't scared out of the markets, you're recovering what you lost last year. And that's the key. Long-term investors have to realize they can't market time. There's not a market timer I know of that's on the, Forbes billionaire list. There's no market timers. Listen, if you get it right, you got lucky. And what are the chances you're going to get it right twice? What I mean by that is, what are the chances you're going to sell at the high point and buy in at the low point? That's really getting lucky. Folks, it's hard to do. And this is why, hey, as painful as it was last year, the best medicine for you to recover your losses on paper, because there were only paper losses, was to hang in there, stay invested, and just forget about it. Just forget that you even own any stocks. And for those investors that took that advice and hung in there, well, from the lows in October, the S&P is up almost 20%, NASDAQ is up almost 40%. You've recovered a lot of those losses. Not all of them. We still got a ways to go, but you've recovered a lot of them. And that's the key. That's the secret to investing long term. 1-800-825-5949. 1-800-825-5949. Any questions, folks? Any questions whatsoever? Give me a call. I would love to talk to you, get you pointed in the right direction on this Sunday morning. And it's a nice, in upstate New York anyway, it's a nice sunny Sunday morning. That's for sure. I'm actually doing the show from Saratoga today, our Saratoga office. We're right on Broadway, across the street from the Starbucks that's been closed for the last year or so, as they renovate that beautiful corner with the Hotel Adelphi and the Rip Van Dam. I mean, it's just going to be stunning when it's done. Hey, listen, those buildings could have gone to the wayside. They could have literally crumbled. And thank God we have a couple entrepreneurs and developers that are putting in, I don't know how many tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars into these properties, but it's really making it pretty sweet on Broadway and Saratoga, which is really an important part of this town. So, but this morning, I start out a lot of mornings sitting on the bench in front of the Hotel Adelphi, and it almost looked like a ghost town. Now, I was there at 7 o'clock this morning. I grabbed my coffee at Uncommon coffee and I sit out there and I kind of catch up on emails and everything. It was really kind of quiet. I went into Uncommon Coffee. There wasn't anybody in line. Usually there could be dozens of people in line. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949. Zach, let me take a quick 15-second break, please. Good morning and welcome back. Thanks, Zach, for letting me take that 15-second break. It's a quick break, folks. I'm not going anywhere. I'm with you. 1-800-825-5949. Let's go to the phone lines where we have Stefania. Stefania, let me tell you, I always wanted to be Italian. So a lot of times I'll make dinner reservations and I'll call myself Stefano. So it's a pleasure to talk to Stefano. What can I help you with this morning?
Well, I'm calling regarding my son, who is 41 years old, and he has a full-time job. He's been a CO for 14, 15 years, and last year he had a flood in his house, and I won't go into details what it cost, a fortune. Of course, he did use his credit cards to the max. Three major ones to do this, to fix it up, because he used his savings just before this because they had a new baby. So I want to help him out, but first, I want to know if he should maybe consider a home equity loan, even though all the bills have been paid for the flood, for the damage? Or should he do a consolidation loan for these credit cards? We don't know where to turn. He's in about $9,000 in debt with these credit cards. Can you help us a little bit, info?
Well, mortgage rates are pretty high, Stefania. So borrowing money on his home is going to cost him some money. And it sounds as though if he had a flood in his home, it sounds as though his insurance company didn't really cover much. Is that true?
That is true. You know, I don't want to interrupt you, but he also turned in his car lease and he bought it out. And that was another loan he had to take out to buy out the lease. And so that was just an addition. And, I slip him a few bucks every once in a while and help out with the baby. But we got to get these three credit cards taken care of because he's paying like $185 a month on one. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Believe it or not, he's probably paying close to 20% interest on that, and that's too bad. It sounds like he's stuck. It sounds like he had lousy insurance. It sounds like he just had a stroke of bad luck, and it sounds as though, being the proud mom that you are, you want to help him. And, I mean, I don't know, obviously, your financial predicament, but I admire you for wanting to help him. Just make sure it doesn't affect your retirement, Stefania. Your son will have to get by on his own if it means that you can't live comfortably through retirement. You have to think of yourself first. And I know, believe me, as a mom, you don't want to think like that, but you have to. And your son's going to have to take care of himself. But it sounds as though there's not much else he can do. If he has some equity built into the house, just to, if he's paying 20% credit card interest fees, then maybe, if he can get a home equity line of credit for somewhere around 6-7%, he'll be saving money. He'll be taking money, unfortunately, out of the equity of his home to pay down some of that credit card debt. But if it means that he can make ends meet, then he needs to do that. And as I said, you need to be careful because you have to take care of yourself. So that's about the only thing really that your son can do. And I hope he gets out from underneath this. I really do. And as I said, as a proud mom, I'm glad you're able to help them. So, Stefania, thank you for the phone call. You be well, and I admire you for being such a beautiful mom. 1-800-825-5949. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Philip in Texas. Hello, Philip.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Hey, I have a basic question. If you could just chat for a second about traditional mutual funds versus ETFs. You know, I'm
Oh,
looking at these Vanguard.
I can talk forever on this subject, Philip.
Well, the question is, it's like I have traditional funds in an IRA, and they're in a brokerage account now, and I can, and there's, I'm thinking whether I should do a transfer into ETFs if there's an advantage in like in-kind funds, you know, like an index fund versus an ETF fund.
Yeah, absolutely. I can talk forever on this topic. I know there's some people out there that cringe when I talk about it. So let me get right into it, Philip. Harmony Wagner in my office, who's just a wonderful rock star, one of our financial advisors, CFP, she just did this stat, so I have it at the tip of my tongue. The average mutual fund fee is about, somewhere around 0.6, 0.7%. And it depending on, there's three classes of mutual funds, Philip. You have the A shares. That's where you go in, you buy, a registered representative of some financial institution is selling it, and you're going to pay an upfront fee. So if you invest $100,000, maybe only, like 94,500 gets invested because there's a 5.5% commission. Then there's B shares, which don't ever, ever, ever buy B shares. That's where sometimes the registered rep tries to be sneaky and say, "Oh, you're not going to pay any upfront commissions." And they're right. But boy, the internal management fees of these B shares are very expensive. And if you get out, usually within the first 5 or 6 years, you're going to get kick in the rear end because that's what they call the back end fee. And you're gonna get out, and you're gonna have a fee that you're going to pay that mutual fund company. And B shares are just taboo. No. And then there's C shares, which they don't like to sell a lot because C shares, there may only be a 1% commission. And obviously, they could sell an A share at 5.5% or C share at 1%. Why would they want to sell that C share? But that's usually, if you're working with a registered representative in a major financial institution, that's usually the best share class to get. And then they always have what we call 12b-1 fees. These are an ongoing fee that the mutual fund company takes. So as you can see, the fees in mutual funds are there, and they can range from the averages, let's say 0.65, and they could go closer to 2% depending on what share class you buy. Now let me just talk about annuities, because annuities have the same internal management fees, and an insurance agent has to sell an annuity. And most annuities, not all, because we have annuities at Charles Schwab that have very, very, very little fees, but most annuities being sold by an insurance company, by a registered representative that's a licensed insurance agent, they're selling annuities. And once again, they may say there's no upfront sales charge, but I can assure you there's a boatload of money built in to paying, up to 6% commission. That's a lot of money. And then the internal management fees for death and mortality expenses and mutual fund fees add up. So you could be paying 2-3%. And then let's go to my favorite topic, exchange traded funds. This is, so we manage almost $1 billion, and $1 billion is managed for the most part in exchange traded funds, ETFs. And we manage a lot of money on behalf of our clients, and our core holding is 0.03%, 0.03 compared to the average mutual fund fee at 0.65. So that savings alone is pretty good. And our total portfolio, so we have in our model about, I don't know, I should count them up, 12, 15 ETFs. All in is point less than 0.2%. So as you can see, there's a big savings using exchange traded funds. Absolutely. If you have a choice of an index fund in your 401k, you can get an ETF. Do the ETF all day long. If you can't and you just have mutual funds, look for an index fund. The S&P 500 index is the proxy. That's really the stock market. Look for that. That's the best way to go.
All right, great. Thanks, Steve.
Philip, thanks for the call. 1-800-825-5949. Folks, any questions? Any questions whatsoever? 1-800-825-5949. Any questions? Give me a call. I would love to talk to you. So I want to go back to, we had that nice conversation with Stefana, and we, you know, listen, I tell every new client that we will shake them before we let them shoot themselves in the foot, financially speaking. And I'm thinking of Stefana helping out her son. And as long as she can help out her son without it affecting her retirement, what do I mean by that? You get one opportunity to retire. One, folks, one opportunity to retire. We all want to take care of our kids. But taking care of our kids and having our kids take advantage of us are two different things. And we have a client who sold the business, and we can't help this client anymore. Their kids raped them, financially speaking. And I hate that word rape, but raped them, financially speaking. Mom, Dad, you know, I need money for this. I need money for that. I got credit cards. I got this car loan. Basically liquidated hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we were screaming from the hilltops, don't do it. Cut your children off. They are going to ruin you, financially speaking. And they got ruined. They went from being able to live comfortably through the remaining retirement years to now all they're going to rely on is Social Security. And it breaks my heart. No matter what we did, we could not save themselves from themselves. They just wanted to, their children, and their children should be ashamed of themselves, absolutely ashamed of themselves, because as far as I'm concerned, they did their parents a disservice. They should be disowned, and I don't say that lightly, folks, because some kids could really, you got kids that are good kids, and then you got kids that aren't so good, and these kids aren't so good, and we told the parents that. We said, your kids are truly ruining your future. So Stefana, be careful. Folks, you're listening to Let's Talk Money, brought to you by Boucher Financial Group, where we help our clients prioritize their health while we manage their wealth for life. Give us a call. The phone lines are open, 1-800-825-5949, 1-800-825-5949. I'll see you on the other side of the news break. Hello and welcome back, folks. Thank you for hanging in through the news, and thank you for tuning in today. I can't thank you enough for making this show really the premier talk show on money and finances. I can't begin to thank you enough. I truly appreciate it. I've been doing the radio 28 years. I love doing it. I get energized about doing it, and I love helping you. And, you know, we had a listener just email us and say, did you really talk to those clients that way? Absolutely. These clients with their kids basically financially ruining them, I don't hold back, folks. I promise my clients I will shake them before I let them shoot themselves in the foot. And they get one opportunity to retire. One. And if you blow it, you can't go back and make up for it. This couple cannot go back and make up for decades of working and saving money and, you know, being able to sell a business again. And their children stole their dreams, stole their retirement dreams. I can't begin to tell you how upset I am at their kids. And they don't care. You know, as soon as they take that last dollar, which is soon, you don't think those kids are going to be, you know, coming around and having Sunday dinner with mom and dad? Absolutely not. There's nothing else to get. There's nothing left. They've literally complete advantage of their parents. And listen, you get one opportunity to retire, folks. You got to make sure you plan for it and help your children if you can. But if you can't, if it means that you have to go back to work, well, that's going to be a hard decision to make. Your kids will be just fine. If you raise them right, they will be just fine. They'll think of you before they think of themselves. 1-800-TALK-WGY, 1-800-825-5949, 1-800-825-5949. Give me a call. Any questions you have. Zach, you're going to do your show today? Where'd Zach go? Did I lose you, Zach?
I'm here, just delayed on turning on the mic.
Oh, man, oh, man. What are you going to talk about today?
Well, we got game two of the NBA Finals and get some football talk. 100 days or less till we get football.
Oh, wow. Is it that time of the year already? That's crazy, isn't it? Zach has a great radio show, folks, and you really should tune in. Go ahead, Zach. How do people tune in? What time?
You can tune in today at 11 a.m. on Fox Sports 980 and 95.9 FM. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome, Zach. Zach's been with me a long time. He's really just a great, great, great guy. I've learned to really appreciate all that he does for me. And also Joe Gallagher. Joe Gallagher's going to be on at 9, and Zach and Joe, you know, interact pretty good. It's a really, really good show, folks. If you kind of turn off the radio at 9 after this show's over today, hang in there. Keep the show going and listen to Joe Gallagher and Zach. They're a pretty good team together. 1-800-825-5949. Any questions, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. You know, I can't begin to tell you how much I enjoy helping you out. The you know, we learned of another situation, and I say this, folks, whether it's yourself, maybe you look after, you know, a parent or a grandparent or an aunt and uncle or whatever. There's a lot of scam artists out there, and they're so creative. I mean, you're getting emails from people that you know, and they're really not coming from people that you know. Somebody hijacked or compromised their email. And folks, when you get an email, and I can't stress this enough, and it says, it looks like it's coming from a financial institution, or maybe, you know, somebody masking to be a trusted advisor or whatever and asking you what your password is and give me a new password, folks, delete that email ASAP. Do not click on any attachments or links. I'm telling you, do not. They're so creative out there, these thugs, because when it comes to stealing money, they're thugs, especially when it comes to stealing money where people all of a sudden can't retire because they've been, you know, compromised. You got to be so careful. We have a saying in our office where if you look at an email and you wonder, geez, how come they misspelled, you know, their name by one letter, or why would somebody be sending me an attachment or a link to click on? If you're questioning yourself, do what I tell my people. Go the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone. Can you imagine what that's like to pick up the phone? Pick up the phone and call that person and say, hey, did you send me an email? Or, you know, for those of you that are on Facebook Messenger, I mean, you know, it's crazy how creative they are with trying to get you to click on something. Pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, did you send me something? You know, it looks strange. The old-fashioned way sometimes is the best way. 1-800-825-5949. You need to protect your data and your especially when it comes to financial accounts. A good financial institution is not going to email you asking you to make a change like that. 1-800-825-5949. Let's go back to the phone line, Zach, where we have Harry on hold. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Hi, how you doing? And thank you for being there.
Thank you.
Just in relation to what you were talking about, just the other day, I was calling up my Vanguard account, and I love Vanguard. I got nothing bad to say about them. And somehow I got switched to India, and it sounded in the background like it was a zillion people on phone, and they were asking me for information. Although they didn't ask me for a password, they just asked me for the last four numbers of my Social Security number and my zip code, which kind of freaked me out, and I kindly hung up. And it really freaked me out, and I was just wondering, anyway, in relation to what you were saying, that's all.
Hey, Harry, it sounds like you probably did the right thing. Especially, you know, and believe me, it's serious business. We protect our clients like there's no tomorrow, and sometimes they're inconvenienced because we have different things that we require them to go through, especially if they're requesting money. And Angela says, and she's been with me 25 years, she's our director of client services, and she has her service team keyed right in on how to protect our clients. But sometimes you get an email with a phone number on that email, and you call, and it could be like what you're describing, Harry. It could be a real fake phone number with a fake, and now they got you, and they want your account number or some personal information. I always say, listen, don't listen to those emails. Go to the website or your statement and see what the real phone number is. And you did the right thing, Harry. Hang up and, you know, go and do your little due diligence and see what the real number is and call that number and see if somebody called you. It sounds like you saved yourself, Harry. Good for you.
Well, thank you. Now, thank you. I have a question. If you have, like, I have a, like, Vanguard, Total International Stock Market and other such mutual funds or index funds, but if you transfer those over to an ETF, and I've had them for forever, is there a tax implication? Do you know?
Yeah, if it's a what we call a non-qualified account, like an individual or a joint account, if you have gains built in, you're going to have capital gains tax due. So let's make believe you bought this, you know, mutual fund for $100,000 and it's worth $125,000, and you sell out in order to go into an ETF, you're going to have $25,000 of capital gains. If you've owned it longer than a year, it'll be long-term capital gains, less than a year, short-term capital gains. I can assure you, if you have any international ETFs or mutual funds, Harry, you don't have to worry about any gains in them. You know, international holdings have been lagging. We don't own any in our portfolios. But, yeah, now if it's in a qualified account, like a retirement account or a pension account, no, there's absolutely no consequences. You can sell and buy something that's more efficient. Believe me, I'm not saying exchange-traded funds are the best thing since sliced bread, although I do think they're the best thing since sliced bread. And we're coming into, you know, tomato season, and there's nothing better than a nice tomato sandwich with some mayo, salt, pepper on white bread. But we manage $1 billion. We don't have one mutual fund out of that $1 billion in our portfolio. I look and search for the best, most efficient investments for my clients. I always tell them, if I can save you a couple pennies here and a couple pennies there, it all adds up, and it's more money that they'll have. So I love ETFs. There's, you know, ETFs are really, in my mind, the way to go.
Well, I sure appreciate your help with that. Thank you.
Harry, you be well, stay healthy, and safe driving. Sounds like Harry's on the phone. 1-800-825-5949. 1-800-825-5949. So what a week we had, huh? You know, you look at China. Now, why do I bring up China? Well, they're the second largest country in the world. They are a force to be reckoned with. And China is, it's funny listening to the news break, I guess, you know, little kind of some cat and mouse playing going on with the ships in the sea there. I think earlier in the week they had, a China jet, I don't know what they call it, flew by, or there's something there. But China's a force to be reckoned with, and it looks as though they have a slowdown going on, and that kind of affected the markets earlier in the week. The U.S. stock markets were affected because of the debt ceiling vote, which it looks as though that's going to, take off. And then, we had that robust jobs report on Friday, so the week was pretty good. 1-800-825-5949. Let's go to Al in Saratoga. Al, I'm on that third floor above Piper Boutique, which is a beautiful dress shop. I'm looking for you, Al. Are you out there?
Well, I haven't bought a dress in a few years.
Well, listen, hey, that's okay. But no, I am. I had the entire third floor across from Starbucks. And
I've been
standing
thinking about
here.
Dropping in and seeing you, as a matter of fact. I'm sorry
Well,
to talk.
please, please, we're there every Monday through Friday, and I got a great team, and I work out of both offices here and historic downtown Troy, but I really am. I'm standing in
Right.
the window looking out. Broadway looks so peaceful right now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was so busy, was the day before yesterday. It was incredible. You know, a lot
Yeah,
of people around
there
enjoying it.
really are. What can I help you with?
Well, you know, I listen to you as much as I can. I want your opinion of bond ladders. I
Love
sold a piece of property and I bought some short-term notes because the return was so great. And what is your like a Schwab, one, two, three, bond ladder versus just buying a year note?
No, I love it. Al, I love the way you're thinking, man. I love the way you're thinking. So, and I go over this often because short-term bonds are yielding more than long-term bonds. I mean, heck,
Right, right.
I can give you a 6-month U.S. Treasury bill yielding 5.5%. 6 months, that U.S. Treasury bill comes due. I think, I sense, more than likely interest rates are going to be lower. So now you have, so if you put all your money in a 6-month, right now 5.5 is a phenomenal yield.
Oh,
And
absolutely,
when
absolutely.
that comes due in 6 months, where do you go? Let's make believe the new 6-month is 4.5. Holy cow, you
Right.
just, so now what do you do? So 6 month, 5.5, a 1 year, 5.25, a 3 year, 4.1, the 10 year, 3.7. So anybody who listens to us right now, what you want to do is not get greedy with those short-term rates because more than likely they're coming down. And by not getting greedy and laddering a good bond portfolio, like why would you want to buy a 10-year at 3.7? Because maybe 6 months from now, that 10-year may be 2.7. We don't know where interest rates are going to be. So you kind of take the guessing out of it. And by laddering, you can go 6 month, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, 7 year, 10 year. And as they
Right.
mature, you buy a new longer term bond. And then every year or two, when they mature, you buy a new one, a new one, a new one. And this way, you're kind of spreading the risk, the interest rate risk, because we just don't know where interest rates are headed. But I'm guessing they're going to be coming down before we know it. And when the Fed starts reducing interest rates to stimulate an economy that they're pushing us deep into a recession, well, you're going to get less money, and savers are going to get less money. The good news is
Right.
consumers borrowing money are going to pay less money. But I love the way you're thinking, Al. Laddering a bond or a CD portfolio, and if you want, get into some good corporate bonds. Ed, my trader looks up at these bonds every day. He's looking them up, and the yields are pretty good. We haven't seen yields like this in a long time. I haven't been giddy about interest rates in 20 years, and right now,
Right.
there's some good yields out there.
Yeah, I really, this is the first time I've gotten into bonds a year ago. Like I said, had in this economy, I'm a little leery of it. So, you know, like you just said, you get a yield, you know, of 5%. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong. But I have a question as far as, let's say I'm looking at, if I'm reading this correctly, let's say a two-year ladder, 5.21. What now? They keep reinvesting. Now, when it keeps adjusting every month or every year?
No. If you buy,
keep going.
Yeah. So a ladder means you're buying. So if you were to ask me right now, let's make believe you have $100,000 and you want it to be in fixed income, I would have you buy a 6 month, a 1 year, a 2 year, a 3 year, a 5 year, a 7 year, and a 10 year. So you're buying different bonds, and as they mature, right. So you're guaranteed that interest rate till they mature. So if you hold that 10 year for 10 years, year in, year out, over the next 10 years, you're going to get 3.7%. And
all right, so it's not
it doesn't matter where interest rates are.
All right.
Yeah. The only time the interest rate, let me help you here, Al. The only time the interest rate changes is in daily liquid, like money market accounts or a savings account. Every day the interest rate is different. And right now, like, our clients are getting almost 4.5% at Charles Schwab in our money market accounts. And, you know, I don't charge my clients a management fee on the cash we hold for them. I'm really, I take such good care of my clients, Al. But yeah, that's how you ladder them. You're buying different bonds or CDs, and as they mature, then you know you're guaranteed until they mature. Great question, Al. Thank you. And you know, listen, if you have a wife or daughter or granddaughter, you know, that Piper Boutique downstairs, she just moved her store. It's actually really a good store. I'm waiting for Starbucks to open back up again. They've been closed for a long time. Why they work on it. 1-800-825-5949. 1-800-825-5949. So as I said, you know, China had a slowdown. You know, we had the wrangling in Washington, the politicians, these elected officials, the bozos that they are, and they are bozos. Believe me, there's just not, I don't have a whole lot of good to say about a lot of people in Washington. I'm sorry, folks. I try to be a kind-hearted, good person. But listen, I'm just sick of the politics, just sick and tired of the politics, sick and tired of it. And we may, you know, right now we're on this great country of ours. We lost our AAA credit rating back in 2011 because of the back and forth and the brinkmanship and the, you know, both parties not being able to come together, and they pushed this debt ceiling. So remember, folks, over the last 63 years, we've dealt with this 79 times in the last 63 years, raising the debt limit. Why? Because in Washington, they print money, they spend money like drunken sailors in a port for the weekend, and they just can't stop themselves. And they continue to print money. No wonder we're $32 trillion in debt in this great country of ours. $32 trillion in debt. Think about that in itself. $32 trillion. How do we reduce that debt? By spending less. By reining in some programs that are out of control. But no, not in Washington. Listen, they just want to spend. So that's why they have to raise the debt ceiling limit, because they've spent so much money, they went beyond their line of credit, let's say. So they have to raise the debt ceiling, and that happened this week. Finally, it looks like everything's done, but they push it to the limit, and they don't need to. So, you know, the Republicans wanted some spending cuts. The Democrats didn't want any strings attached. And, you know, they finally compromised, which is really the secret to good politics, is compromising. They finally compromised, and the debt ceiling was raised. We're not going in default, folks. Your Social Security checks will be there when they're supposed to be there. Don't worry about it. This is just the the back and forth wrangling. And unfortunately, the credit agencies were on a negative credit watch. Why? Because they're sick and tired of our politicians pushing it to the limit. Shame on our politicians, our elected officials. They work for us, the people. That's who they work for. They don't work for themselves, but they get a taste of that power. And that power, they just can't stop themselves. That power just overwhelms them. I'm all in favor of term limits. Go in, do a good job, give back to the community, and get out. You know, being in office for decades is just, in my mind, just a terrible, terrible thing. It's just terrible. $32 trillion were in the hole. $32 trillion. I mean, folks, that's crazy. And it is going to hurt us at some point. It has to, right? Absolutely hurt us at some point. It's just when will it hurt us? And we're spending, God, our GDP is, we're over $20 trillion. China, I said China's important. Why is China important? Their GDP is almost $15 trillion. And then all the other countries, the next largest country is less than under $5 trillion, beginning with Japan and Germany and the UK and France and India. So you gotta really be careful with how we're spending money in this country. And we are right now the number one country, but China's right on our heels. Folks, I can't believe an hour went by. I can't thank you enough for tuning in today. You're listening to Let's Talk Money, brought to you by Boucher Financial Group, where we help our clients prioritize their health while we manage their wealth for life. Go to our website, boucher.com. There's a lot of good stuff on our website. Every week, my colleagues do a blog with some great topics. We do a webinar, and they're all, you can find them all on our website. Good night. Have a great day. Bye-bye.